what we had proposed to do all of a sudden became very important and very salient. And we had to actually, I suppose, in some respects, reduce the traffic through the day unit. We couldn't have people waiting around in chairs for a long time because we just couldn't have maintained the social distancing, and it would have been very dangerous, I suppose, for people's health to do that. So we managed to take out of the day unit into my clinic, which is just kind of at that stage around the corner to the day unit, all the patients on oral anti-cancer treatments. So they came to me and had their bloods done, all their care given, and then discharged home. And if I had to, I rang them back later on that evening with the results of their bloods if they weren't back whenever they were with me. We also were able to do some of this work virtually. So some of the assessments, I would have telephoned people at a pre-designed or pre-designated time and actually asked them just pertinent questions, how they were doing. They can weigh themselves at home, even the new blood pressure machines, they can do their blood pressure at home, give me all those values, and they would have had their bloods done maybe the day before with their GP. So we would have some patients, you know, from Kilcar, Buncrana, even some with transport difficulties, and some who were just really very nervous about coming to the hospital. To this day, we would have people that would still be very nervous about coming to the hospital. So they can have their care virtually as well. So again, that's reducing the traffic through the hospital and being more convenient to them.
And what's happening now is you're researching what qualitative difference that's having on their treatment, what benefit it's having on their treatment, and hopefully what will come out of this is an actual structured program that will keep people out of hospital as much as possible. And that is one of, I suppose, one of the key aims of the health service, is to keep people out of hospital and in the community as much as you can.
Yeah, and it aligns to, you know, a lot of even the strategies in Ireland, you know, the Sláinte Care strategy, the National Cancer Control Programme, really, that we know we need to, with the advances in cancer care, the increase in numbers, both being diagnosed and living with cancer, that we absolutely have to look at new ways of delivering care. But equally, that has to be very safe and very effective, and as safe and as effective. So hopefully with this data that we're gathering will give us that evidence, and then we can make recommendations and improvements as appropriate.
And the other project that you and Mary Grace Kelly and others have been involved in for a number of years now has been the Moving On project, the first research project to be launched in Letterkenny, and some very positive results coming from that.
Yeah, it's been a great project. It's a really feel-good, I suppose, project, because we're trying to get people to move on. So the whole concept behind it is that they're moving on physically and emotionally and psychologically from cancer. So by giving people that support and the weeks and months after they finish treatment, because what we actually know is that's the period of time where people struggle. Whenever they're going through the treatment, they have the support of dietitians and nurses and doctors and physios and, you know, care to drive drivers and all of those people around them. And then when you take that away, when they finish, you have this huge void. And that's the time then to come alongside them and put in, I suppose, infrastructure around that in regard to healthy eating, exercise, psychological support. And this programme of 12 weeks that's at the minute platformed online enables them to access that and hopefully then learn some techniques that they can put into their life that helps them physically and psychologically going forward, and just enjoy that support that we are offering. So yeah, that's been a really positive project and continues to be so. And again, we look forward to making even further improvements in that down the line.